It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. I was sitting with my dog on the back step enjoying a beautiful warm winter's day when I had a thought. Some of my best ideas come from talking to my dog, Kaiser, as I think dogs are often smarter than and certainly more pleasant than some people. Regular 4CRB listeners will know I would prefer to vote for the drover's dog rather than most of the current lot in Gold Coast City Council and state and federal politics. Anyway, Kaiser said we should get a goat to eat the grass so as not to have to mow the lawn. Good idea, I said, but just one goat might not be enough. So let's get 10 goats, and later that week we did. Now, a couple of weeks later, Kaiser and I were sitting enjoying the sun again and the company of the 10 goats, which now surrounded us because they had not only eaten all the lawn, but most of the garden as well. They were all bleating because, according to them, we had failed to provide enough food and shelter. To make matters worse, other goats were now arriving, having heard of the benefits of living with my dog and I. Then, being a good Samaritan, as other goats arrived, I kept taking them in, and now we have a yard full of goats and problems galore, and the neighbours are complaining. However, the Australian Constitution 101 says that I have to take in as many goats as directed by the government, even though my backyard won't support them, and I must pay. Isn't this much the same in principle as the Australian government's crazy baseless strategy on rapid population growth? As this country races toward being third world, we also race toward destroying the very reason we like to live here, and none more so than the rapidly deteriorating Gold Coast, where it appears some goats now run the council. Whether it's the mayor or the state or federal government, why can't they realise that the finite population carrying capacity on the Gold Coast and this country must be acknowledged, else our way of life is forever damaged, along with the environment and rampant goat breeding? Our young people can't buy a home because the Chinese and others are driving up prices, and now herds of people from other countries want to come here because of our freedom and lifestyle, just like the goats are. Why, recently, I heard the council wanted to let thousands of goats live on the spit in special goat lodges because there was so much land there and the views are to die for. They must be kidding. Lots more people also create lots more greenhouse gases and pollution and waste and a greater demand for water and food and more land and less forests and so on. Those who do manage to get a home have to carry far more family-destroying debt. However, none of that matters because we have to abide by the Inuit International Charter of Snowballs and the Jamaican Treaty on Jam Jars and, of course, the well-known Guatemalan Peace Agreement on, you guessed it, goats. It just doesn't make any sense to me or my dog. In an age where robots and software are developing fast and jobs are drying up as well as the very land we live on, only idiots would want more goats grazing. I say that the drover's dog can understand why now 60% of Australians rely on some kind of support and welfare. So stabilising Australia's population is absolutely essential, and now is the time. As this country's population grows way beyond its carrying capacity, more and more kids must live far longer with their parents or, of course, their nanny. The average mortgage debt has risen from $167,000 in 2002 to a whopping $362,000 today, while the Murray-Darling dries up and domestic violence rages. The only way to make Australia great again is to get rid of political correctness, get the lefties out of the ABC, and stabilise our country's population. If anyone suggests getting goats in to help keep the lawn down, don't do it. And to assist with advice, we have established a helpline on 1-800-NO-GOATS. So bear with me, listeners. We're nearly there, and in keeping with today's nonsense, may I say, rats to you selfish politicians on population growth. The law is an ass, and we follow like lambs to the slaughter, and goats run the country. Now I'm going to sit in the sun again with my dog. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.